Masechet Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Hamei v'get me'medinat hayam. Tzara shayoy mar b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav. A shliach who brings a get from overseas must say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav when he gives a get to the Isha. Now, a get is an Aramaic term for a divorce document which in the Torah is called a Sefer Krisus. Now, somebody who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael and wants to send a get to his wife who is at that point in Eretz Yisrael can do so through a shliach. Now, the Chachamim require when this shliach comes to Eretz Yisrael to give the get to this person's wife, he must say that the get was written and signed before him. Now, the reason why he must do that is the Chachamim were afraid that not everybody in Eretz Yisrael knows the din, that a get has to be written l'shma, meaning that the get has to be written with in mind that the get will be used for this isha that is being divorced with it. So therefore, the Chachamim required when the shliach brings a get, he has to be made that the get was written and signed before him, and then we will ask him if the get was written l'shma, and he will say yes. Another reason given why the shliach has to be made b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav is the Chachamim were afraid that maybe the Baal will regret sending a get to his wife and will come to Eretz Yisrael claiming that the get is a forgery, he never wrote it. And then we will be forced to find Adam that recognize the signatures on the get in order to validate the signatures. And that will be very hard to find since the get was signed in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, we require that the shliach said that the get was written and signed before him. And once he is made that the get was signed before him, it is obviously not a forgery. And therefore, the Baal will no longer be believed to claim that the get is a forgery. Rabban Gamliel Oimer, Afa Mevi Menarekem Umenacheger. Rabban Gamliel says, even somebody who brings a get from Rekem and Cheger, which are two towns of Chutz La'aretz, right near the border of Eretz Yisrael, even though it is right near Eretz Yisrael, still the shliach has to be made b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, as even in those cities, people are not aware of the requirement to write the get l'shma, and also it will be hard to find Adam that recognize the signatures on the get, so therefore the shliach has to be made b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, while the Tanakhama will hold that somebody who brings a get from these cities that are right near Eretz Yisrael will not have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lulut. Rabbi Eliezer said, even somebody who brings a get from Kfar Ludim, which is a town in Chutz La'aretz, that is surrounded on three sides by the border of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, since it is surrounded by the border of Eretz Yisrael, people there certainly know the din of Lishma, and they also would have people going back and forth from there, so it would be easy to find Adam that recognized the signatures. Even so, Rabbi Eliezer said that somebody who brings a get from Kfar Ludim to Lud, which is in Eretz Yisrael, would have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam, as Lo Plug Rabbanan, the Rabbanan did not differentiate between one city and another city in Chutz La'aretz. While Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanakhama would hold that somebody who brings a get from Kfar Ludim would not have to say B'fanei Nechtav or B'fanei Nechtam, since, as we said, that the people there know the din of Lishma, and it will also be easy to find Adam that recognize the signatures on the get. V'chachamim oimrim eno tzar sheyoymar B'fanei Nechtav or B'fanei Nechtam ela hamevi me'medinas hayam v'hamoyuch. The Chachamim say it is not necessary for the shliach to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam unless he brings the get from overseas, or if he brings the get from Eretz Yisrael to overseas. In such a case, he would have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. The Chachamim here are explaining the position of the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama holds that somebody who brings a get from Rekem and Cheger or from Kfar Ludim would not have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Only somebody who brings a get from somewhere more distant would have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Now, the Chachamim here are saying that even somebody who brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz would have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, even though the people in Eretz Yisrael are aware of the din of Lishma. Even so, they have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, because since they are bringing the get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, it is not likely they would be able to find Adam that recognizes the signature in the event that the Baal claims that the get is a forgery. So therefore, he would have to say b'fanei nechtav. That way, if the Baal claimed the get is a forgery, he would not be believed. A shliach that brings a get from one country in Chutz La'aretz to a different country in Chutz La'aretz, he would have to say in that event, as the reason is, in Chutz La'aretz, they are not aware of the din of Lishma, and also, since he is bringing the get from one country to another country, it will be difficult to find Adam that recognize the signatures of the get in the event that the Baal claims the get is a forgery. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Aymar Afilo Mehegmonia Lehegmonia. Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, even if somebody is bringing a get from one section of one city to another section of the city, if there are two hegemonim, two separate rulers on the two parts of the city, so therefore it is infrequent that people will come from one part of the city to another part of the city, and therefore it will be difficult to find Adam that recognize the signatures, even though he is bringing the get from a very close distance. Even so, he has to say b'fanei nechta. And this would be true even in an Eretz Yisrael, as although in Eretz Yisrael they are aware of the din of Lishma, but if it will be difficult to find Adam to recognize the signatures, still the shliach would have to say b'fanei nechta u'b'fanei nechta. The Sechet Gittin Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Huda Oimer Merekem LaMizrach Berekem Kamizrach. Rabbi Huda says from Rekem and to the east of Rekem, as Rekem is near the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, and Rekem itself is considered part of Chutz La'aretz, and anything east of Rekem is also part of Chutz La'aretz, and therefore somebody who brings a guest from one place to another place anywhere east of Rekem would have to say b'fanei nechtam u'b'fanei nechtam, since they are not aware of the din of Lishma. Me'ashkelon la'darom va'ashkelon kadarom. Ashkelon, which is near the southern border of Eretz Yisrael, is considered part of Chutz La'aretz, and anything south of that is considered Chutz La'aretz. Me'ako la'tzafon va'ako k'tzafon. Ako, which is near the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, is considered part of Chutz La'aretz, and anything north of that is also considered part of Chutz La'aretz. The Tana does not give us a border for the western part of Eretz Yisrael. The reason for that is that the Yam HaGadol is a border. The Mediterranean Sea is the border of the western part of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Meir Oimer Ako k'Eretz Yisrael l'Gittin. Rabbi Meir says Ako itself has a din like Eretz Yisrael as far as Gittin is concerned. Somebody who brings a get from Ako to Eretz Yisrael would not have to say b'fanei nechta.